Maureen, and this is the Cube 88.9 FM. I'm talking with Josh today, and he is with the band Pigs, the Pink Floyd tribute band. So welcome, Josh.
Hi.
And tell us a bit about the band Pigs. First of all, why is the name Pigs?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, we decided on that name so long ago, I can barely remember. I think just all the good ones were taken.
Okay. Now, this is a Pink Floyd tribute band. Now, how did you come up with that idea?
Well, you know, a bunch of us were in a band on our own, playing our own music, and I don't know, it just sort of happened. We were talking about the idea, and next thing we know, we made that decision, and I'm pretty glad that we did.
Okay, it's a great one. Now, did you listen to the band growing up, or any influence there?
I was never a fan growing up. I had never really heard them until I was in my early 20s, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, once I started listening to them, I mean, there's just so much, and it's so wonderful that, I think we're all pretty big fans now.
Okay, I guess so. Now, you've been at it for about 10 years?
Just about, yeah.
Now, I was reading that you really do try to mimic the band right down to the, is it the pedals, is it?
Oh, everything with, you know, pedals, instruments, I mean, you know, amps, everything that we can to be exactly right. You know, including lots of stuff that people will never notice. I mean, we use the correct strings and the correct cables, and, you know, nobody except us knows about that, but it really helps make everything as sort of realistic as possible.
That's a lot of detail.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now you're from out in BC?
That's correct, yeah. We started this thing up in Victoria.
And you're on quite a tour now, the Left and Right Tour 2017?
That's right, and it has been quite the tour. I guess we're just slightly more than halfway through it at this point.
Halfway through? Wow, where did you start out from?
Well, I mean, we started all the way out from Victoria. We've been driving ever since, it feels like.
Okay, you've been driving. Okay, that's a lot of driving.
Yeah,
okay.
It is a lot of driving.
Yeah. So tell us about the concert. That's coming up Sunday at Centennial Theater right here in the townships, October 29th. Tell us what we can expect from the show, Josh.
Well, I think it's quite an exciting show. Everybody seems to be enjoying it. We're playing, you know, tunes from covering kind of the whole thing. We try to look and sound as much like they did in 1977 as we can. That's sort of our preferred era. But we've been really sort of spreading it out a little bit. So there's some brand new tunes. There's some old stuff. We have, you know, the big round video screen and the lasers and stuff like that. So everybody gets a great show to watch and hear. And it's going to be good.
Good. I hear there's going to be quite a great light show, too.
Yeah, we try to make that as, you know, as big a part as we can. I mean, the light show that we do with the lasers and the screen is pretty much exactly how they had it in 77. So it's as authentic as we can go.
That's amazing. Do you expect to get a lot of the baby boomers there and people around that age?
I should think so. I mean, it's been quite interesting to see the way the crowds are. You know, we get people as young as, you know, 6 years old at the shows, and we've had people as old as in their 90s. It's, you know, everybody is really interested in coming to see it.
Definitely something for everybody of all ages, I guess, then.
Absolutely.
So tell us about some of the audiences across Canada on this tour.
Oh, it's been great. There have been a lot of really wonderful audiences. We had our audience last night, actually, was one of the first ones to be singing along.
Okay.
Which was really interesting. We weren't expecting that. Sometimes when you play in a theater, you know, you can hear a pin drop out there when you're not playing. Everybody cheers in between the songs, but then are dead silent in the song. So it was very interesting to hear them sing along. That was fun.
Okay, now what part do you play in the band?
Well, I play the David Gilmour of the band, so everything that he did. So that would be, you know, singing about half of it, I suppose, and playing the lead guitar and keyboards and things.
Okay, how many in the band?
Well, there are five of us in sort of the band proper, and each one of us is, you know, representing one of the real members. And so each one of us, you know, has that real member. And it's almost like a piece of musical theater in that, you know, whatever they really do, you do. I think that surprises a lot of people. So, for example, our Roger Waters spends quite a lot of the show playing acoustic guitar, much as Roger really did in the 77 tour. Doesn't actually play as much bass as you would expect. So things like that. So there's five of us there, and then we have our lovely background vocalist and a saxophone player with us as well.
Okay, sounds awesome. Okay, do you have a favorite song?
Well, you know, I really like playing. I really like playing the song "Dogs." Actually, that's probably the one that I like to play the most. But you know, they're all pretty fun.
Okay, good for you. So, anything else you'd like to say before we leave?
No, sounds about covers about all of it, I think.
Good. Well, we look forward to seeing the show here in the Townships Centennial Theater Sunday night, October 29th. Have you ever been to the Townships before?
I never have, no.
Okay, so it's a first for you.
Yeah, we're quite excited about that.
Good. Well, thank you very much, and all the best on the show and the tour.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.